Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy that we're all going to love here for the next 4 years at least. And the newest acquisition for your Minnesota Twins, third baseman Josh Donaldson.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Former American League MVP.
Yep.
Man, you bring the credentials, man. And you're the bringer of rain, they say.
Well, yeah. Yeah, did you corn that or did somebody else say, did you?
I stole it from someone else.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, it was it's TVMA, so it's not for youngsters show. It's called Spartacus Blood and Sand. And the guy was he was a gladiator and was fighting some legends of the arena and was able to win. And after he won, it started to rain, and their town was in a drought for like 3 to 4 months. And they gave him the name Bringer of Rain. I'm like, you know what? I feel like I've attacked some giants in my life and won. So I feel like I like that. I'm going to use it.
Well, first off, welcome to Minnesota. I know you did the press conference here a couple of days ago. What does it feel like to be here, man, to be a part of an organization that won so many games last season?
Yeah, I mean, it was special to, you know, as an outsider to look at the team that was put in front of the fans last season. It was a special group of guys and what they were able to accomplish offensively and how they're continuing to get better on the pitching side of the ball as well. It was exciting to watch them and to play against them, and I feel like I'm coming into a great environment, great scene, and you know the fans have been already very welcoming, and it's making it feel like home even earlier than I expected.
You've had a lot of success hitting here. What is it about Target Field that you just, man, you have great success here?
I mean, I think the best way I can put it is if you play golf, there's just certain holes that set up to your eye. It doesn't matter how bad you're playing before, it just kind of come into a hole, you know you're going to hit it right down the middle. For me, every time I'd come into the ballpark, I just felt like it set up well for me. The dimensions were well, how they had the stuff in the back to where I could kind of mix everything, feel like it's on top of you. As a hitter, that's always a good thing versus the fences being far back.
He's not being totally honest with y'all. He knows what's coming when he comes to this ballpark. Come on. There's certain teams that come in here and light us up, and we go, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And especially with what's going on around baseball right now and just kind of a bad mark right now, we want to hurry up and just get by that because it doesn't sit well. Get your investigation done. Let's move on and play some baseball. Josh, I was talking to you earlier about last year, also a free agent, you signed very early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say you signed late, but take us through the different process from last year's free agency to this year's.
Well, I think last year I was being very realistic, and I tried to be as realistic as possible this year.
And you were
as
coming
well.
Off an injury
coming
year?
Off an injury, coming being injured in most of 2018. You know, I wanted to be able to go out there and kind of reestablish myself again because, you know, especially – once you get over 30, you know, teams, they're wanting to see more production and for shorter time. So, you know, I felt like it was in my best interest last year to do the one-year deal.
With the Atlanta Braves.
With the Atlanta Braves. I feel like I was put in a very good situation there, as I do feel like I'm being put in a very good situation here as well. This year was a little bit more different just because, you know, there was a lot more teams that were interested. And I really wanted to make sure that, family-wise, agency-wise, personal-wise, I wanted to get as much clarity as possible. And ultimately, this was where I felt like it was going to be the best fit.
But you were also healthy, and you put up numbers, and they were thinking, okay, he's healthy again, which is always important. You know, people don't understand. This is a long season, and you do play with some type of injury during the course of the year, and it can alter your swing, can alter your performance. But to be able to go out there, and I think that's his contract – kind of shows that okay, and coming here to Baldelli, he's going to keep you fresh. I promise you, you're going to be fresh. You won't be running out there as much as you probably have in the past. But that's always going to be key. So we're looking forward to it. What I like is, I don't know the metrics the way it does. I mean, maybe you do the defensive part of it. They said you're a plus. Is it a plus 15 or plus 5?
Plus 15.
Plus 15, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that means you save 15 runs during the course of the year. Is that correct? Or you
essentially,
15 wins?
Essentially, that's how they put it.
Okay. Whereas maybe some other people are a minus 15, okay, or a minus 5, so bad defensive player. So you've got an upgrade over there at third base. Looking forward to that. I always love defense.
The fact that the fact that your situation from a free agency standpoint a year ago was so drastically different, does it make the position that you're in now even more rewarding based off of what you were able to do last year to prove that you're the guy that's going to continue to produce and not be the guy that was nicked up and injured and wasn't able to showcase his talents?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when people – maybe they don't realize, maybe they do. This is going to be my 13th professional season in professional baseball. So it's taken me a while to get to the point that I am today. The sacrifices that have had to come along with it, the you know, the things that, you know, the diet changes, the, you know, making sure the sleep schedule, everything that is out there today, the how I was able to transform my career from, you know, 2012, I was one of the worst players in the big leagues. To, you know, to 2015 winning the, you know, American League MVP. So it's one of those ordeals to where I've had such a vast and different journey throughout the years. I've had, you know, success. I've had some years that wasn't successful. And so I can kind of relate those experiences to a lot of guys. And I feel like I can kind of just – I can relate to a lot of different guys, and it makes me feel more you know, gratitude for being in the situation that I'm in today. And, you know, for what's been given to me, it makes me want to give twice as much.
And just being realistic, you know, knowing guys aren't robots, but, you know, you go out there and you try to give your all. Is there any, a little bit of an extra pressure put on yourself? Just kind of knowing that from a fan perspective that, you know, they know the credentials and what you mm-hmm. bring to the table, being a former MVP mm-hmm. and trying to go next level and get back to getting that ring that is on Dan Gladden's
yes.
hand right there.
Yes.
Any of that kind of play a part in, or just put a little bit of added, you know, significance on the 4 years you're going
to
be here?
Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Winning games is what it's about. Contract aside, everything, you had to get everyone to buy into it's about winning. And obviously you saw that with this organization last year. They really did a great job of with that concept. It doesn't really matter. The numbers are going to take care of themselves if the team is winning. And so that's ultimately the bottom line, what we all strive for, and that's the mentality that I bring. And it's what you're going to see on a day-to-day basis is that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give you everything that I got every day.
Josh, you mentioned something about 2012 back there where you were the – you felt you were the worst
yeah.
player. Was that when you were with the Oakland Athletics?
Yes.
Okay. and I got to see your career come up mm-hmm. and – you know, progress. Was it when you went to the Toronto Blue Jays in that trade, or was it the year before that you felt like, hey, I've got another plateau here? And then take us to where you are now, and that is you're one of the elite players in the league.
Well, I just think it came about just knowing myself more, you know, putting more information in front of myself to where I felt like I could be better. There was a lot of improvements that I made from 2011 to 2012 to 2013. I finished fourth in the MVP voting. Then 14, I finished eighth, and I started off to have a great season that year, and got nicked up a little bit throughout the year. The season didn't quite finish how I wanted it to finish, but I got healthy in the off season. I felt very strong, the strongest I've felt throughout my career. And then I knew going into the season that I had an opportunity that I could take advantage of, going into a better ballpark to hit into, being in a lineup that was surrounded with a lot of guys like myself that could hit the ball out of the ballpark. A very similar situation to what I'm coming into this year. You know, I'm another year away from having some leg injuries. I feel very strong, very comfortable where I'm at. I'm coming into a great lineup that I can be in the middle of and help, stabilize that lineup throughout the course of the year. And I'm looking forward to the situation that and the challenge that's at hand. And I'm looking for our team to have a lot of success this year.
Just quickly, I think what happens with this club here, top to bottom, it's not one guy.
Exactly.
It's not like, hey, okay, here comes the number three hitter. He's got to do it, or here comes the number four hitter. Top to bottom, and we saw it last year with, Polanco and Rosario. It doesn't matter. Kepler, Garver, top to bottom. And that's why it's going to be able to kind of just kind of compliment the guys in front of me and the guys behind me.
Exactly.
Any of the guys that were already in the organization that you've had relationships with or already know?
Yeah, who's your best friend on the team already?
Well, I just literally probably 30 minutes ago got to meet a lot of them. I've known Nelson Cruz for a while, playing against him in the American League West for a while. Tyler Clippard was a former teammate of mine. He was signed this year.
He's coming up next, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some guys who I'm familiar playing against. But I'm still getting to know a lot of the guys.
How'd you like our city when we came here? Because we always talk about, people always ask me, you came from the National League over the American League, you got a favorite city? Yeah, I got a favorite city. coming to Target Field, not so much the field because everybody raves about it, but the city and to be able to walk here to the ballpark.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where I'm going to get to know the city more, buying a house, getting to know the area. It is different for me being from the South, so it is a little bit cool for me. But I got the snow jacket, I got the toboggan or beanie is what we call it, so I got to stay warm.
Yeah, stay off but, the ice, don't get a snow shovel, have a service come do all that.
But playing in Toronto, I got to, obviously a lot of the similar weather, minus we were in a dome.
Yeah.
But girlfriends from Toronto, every year we go up there for Christmas and we play some road hockey. I'm sure everybody's probably played road hockey around here, so that's something that I'm into. I've wanted to ice skate. Last time I ice skated was when I was 9, but since we're athletes and we can't get hurt,
read the contract.
We stay away from that now, so maybe one day I'll be able to get out there.
Well, Josh, we appreciate you stopping over. Congratulations on the contract, and we're so happy to have you here in Minnesota.
Thank you. I'm happy to.
Josh Donaldson, everyone.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.